USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate back in session on Tuesday, one day before Joe Biden becomes America's next president. The Senate Intelligence Committee is meeting to consider President-elect Joe Biden's pick for Director of National Intelligence. Speaking on Capitol Hill, Avril Haines lays out what she believes is the greatest challenge she will face.
But perhaps the greatest challenge to be faced by the next DNI, internally and externally, including with the workforce, this committee and the public, is building the trust and confidence necessary to protect the American people.
Republican Senator Josh Hawley announced he plans to object to a swift consideration of President-elect Joe Biden's nominee to lead the Department of Homeland Security. Hawley saying Alejandro Mayorkas has not adequately explained how we would protect the southern border. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
You guys, your customer service and everything, you guys are great. And the commercials talk about it, but I don't know if it really gives it true justice. People need to know. This is maybe the most amazing product I've ever tried. It's so pure, it tastes so good, I'm just blown away by it.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Is your prostate waking you up more often than your alarm clock? The fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart. Visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
A country music star is getting ready to perform at the inauguration.
Garth Brooks announced Monday he will play at the inauguration of President-elect Joe Biden on Wednesday.
I got friends in old places where the whiskey drowns and the beer chases my blues away.
This is not a political statement, Brooks said. This is a statement of unity. He noted it is an honor to serve his country by performing at the ceremony. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
About a dozen National Guard members of the 25,000 are being relieved of their duties at tomorrow's inauguration. The FBI conducting routine background checks and looking at criminal history. The officials say there is a zero-tolerance policy. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
Janet Yellen, President-elect Joe Biden's nominee to run the Treasury Department, is telling the Senate Finance Committee that the government needs to act big with its next coronavirus relief package. Biden outlined a $1.9 trillion stimulus proposal last week, saying it was a bold investment that was needed to jumpstart the economy and accelerate the distribution of vaccines to bring the virus under control. Job Creator CEO Alfredo Ortiz tells Fox News he disagrees.
Again, you know, when you look at the actual breakdown, just kind of highlighting and putting things into buckets, the Biden stimulus plan that he's laid out, it's basically the good, the not so good, and the really ugly. When you look at the good and things that we can support, for example, it's the expansion of the earned income tax credit. It's not, it's not as though it doesn't have any fraud in it, but it's a darn good efficient program. We like that idea of expanding it. We actually want to call it the Working Americans Credit. We think more people would actually use that. The child tax credit expansion, and then, frankly, more money for vaccination programs. We're going to start off a program. As you know, Neil, we support small businesses and we advocate for our small businesses. What we're saying is give them a shot in the arm by you getting one yourself. We need to get more people vaccinated.
More news online at usaradio.com or on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.